Welcome to UniJena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden and I work in the team Incoming. In this podcast, we get to know people and possibilities at Jena University every month. Today is going to be about yet another counseling offer. We are talking about the Diversity Office of our university. To find out what exactly this office does, I invited Professor David J. Green. He is our university's diversity officer since 2019. Hello, thank you for being here. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Would you introduce yourself to our audience? Who are you and how did you get to the University of Jena?
Hello, my name is David Green. I'm a pure mathematician and originally from England. I came to Germany in 1992 for my first postdoc and ended up staying here long term. I joined the University of Jena in 2005.
To start small, I would like to ask you, what does diversity actually mean?
So, probably several of your listeners can answer that question better than I can, since Germany has come pretty late to diversity. But my answer for the university would be, what should matter is what you can contribute to the work of the university and or how much you could profit from the training we offer, and not who you are, how you live, what you look like, and so on.
Okay, and another question, what does discrimination mean as another field of your work, or how does the diversity office understand it?
Well, Wikipedia says discrimination is making unfair or prejudicial distinctions between people. That seems to me a pretty good definition.
Okay. And is there any discrimination at the university?
Sadly, discrimination seems to be simply part of the human condition and occurs almost everywhere. Probably there is no university on this earth that is free of discrimination. And a university that claims to be free of discrimination probably just doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay, so maybe that's already an answer to my following question. Why is there a diversity office?
Well, the immediate reason, actually, is that in 2018, the state parliament here in Thuringia legislated that the university should have a diversity office. But of course, the reason they legislated for that was as a means of trying to combat discrimination.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly are your tasks? What exactly are you doing at your diversity office?
Well, we are there to represent the interests of people who are or potentially could be affected by discrimination. We counsel them, we promote awareness, and we raise issues of concern at the appropriate offices.
So you mentioned counseling for these people. I do ask that question every time a counseling offer is here in my podcast. What does counseling mean for you?
Well, the first thing simply is to give the person who comes to us a sympathetic hearing, then to explain what options we can see for them within the system, then listen to how they would like to deal with the situation. One very important thing is that we counsel confidentially. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, means we won't talk to anyone else about what you tell us unless you give us explicit instructions in this regard.
Who can come to you to get counseling and when or why?
Well, every member of the university community can come to us. If you look at our statistics, most of the time it's students, but as I say, professors can come as well if they want to. Anyone can come, and whenever you feel it necessary, basically.
Okay. And are there any limits of your responsibility, of your options?
Well, our mandate is discrimination at the university, especially for international students and scholars. Your experience here at our university is also partly affected, of course, by what goes on outside of the university walls, in the town, in the place where you live, for some students in the places where they work to earn their upkeep. And as I say, our mandate only covers the university proper. One thing that's slightly difficult to explain to international students is that in the German system, student accommodation and student catering are not actually part of the university at all. The Studierendenwerk, as it is called, is a totally separate organization. Similarly, if you say have a problem with racist language on the tram, then we will give you a sympathetic hearing, but we will then put you in touch with the anti-discrimination office at the town council, who are better placed to follow up a complaint of that regard.
Okay, I see. And what is your advice for people who are maybe unsure if they should contact you, if they can contact you, if you're in charge, or if something they experienced was actually discriminating?
Well, two things there. First of all, the question, am I being discriminated against, is often not particularly helpful in terms of determining whether or not to go to the diversity office. Basically, you can come to us in any situation where things are not so easy for you as they would be for someone else. And the reason is that, I don't know, because you come from abroad or because you have a disability or any other reason. We get quite a few emails that begin with, I'm not totally sure you're the right people to talk to about, to ask about this, comma, but... And almost all of the times we say, yes, we are the right people to talk about that. Try it and find out.
Okay, so don't hesitate, even if you're unsure. And how is then the procedure for the counseling? Like how to get an appointment? How does a counseling session itself look like? And what comes after it?
So the most common way to ask for an appointment is by email, though you can also ring the diversity office, and we also have a link on our webpage where you can fill out an online form to contact us. The online form, by the way, can also be used to inform us about something totally anonymously. Obviously, we can't come back to you and discuss it with you further if you do it, if you make your declaration totally anonymously, but it is an option, and for some people that's the right thing to do. So there are those ways to contact us. We then do our very, very best to get you an appointment within a week. There are a couple of times a year we are typically not immediately able to do that, but most of the time we are. Yeah, and then you speak either to Frau Gössner from the diversity office or to myself in a video call, by telephone, or in person.
All right. And for sure, all the contact options and information will be linked in the show notes, as usual. Another very important question may be in which languages the counseling is offered and if it costs anything.
It most certainly does not cost you anything. Mm-hmm. We are part of the university. The university services do not, making use of the university's services should not cost you anything. At the moment, we can only offer advice in English and in German.
All right. And what can you do when someone experiences discrimination or unequal treatment? What are your options?
Yeah. So we, as the diversity office, do not actually have any direct powers to make things happen differently. But what we can do is we can talk to people at the university. We can talk to more or less anyone at the university. We are known and familiar to people at all levels of the university. So we can work out who we need to talk to get your problem solved, and then go and talk to them.
Mm-hmm. And since diversity is such an important issue, what does the university do to promote diversity?
In some ways, I'm not actually the right person to answer that question. It seems that each university in Germany organizes diversity in a slightly different way. At the University of Jena, there is the Office of the Vice President for University Community and Engagement. The vice president is Professor Bärbel Kracker, and it is they who are actually responsible for promoting diversity as an activity of the university. Our job is to act as a kind of semi-independent watchdog that counsels people who are having problems and make suggestions for how the university could do things even better than they are at any particular time.
Okay. And then lastly, I'm interested, what would you say can each one of us at the university do to strengthen a diverse and tolerant community?
Well, the very first thing is simply how I interact with those around me at the university. Treat everyone in a respectful way and look out for their well-being. But if either something happens to me that shouldn't, or if I see something happening to someone else that shouldn't be happening, then yeah, it's good to, well, if you can't stop it or can't stop it safely, then do make sure you report it, for example, to the diversity office.
All right. So then we're coming to an end. Thank you very much, Professor Green, for the insights into the very important work of the diversity office. I hope this podcast episode can contribute to people getting to know the diversity office at our university and finding out about your office. As usual, all information are linked in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening. Have a nice day and goodbye.